Chapter 4. A Bus Ride. Later that day, Richard was waiting at the bus stop. He was depressed. He was going to a job interview, but he wasn't very interested in the job at the moment. He missed his motorbike, and now he realized just how useful it was. With his purple Suzuki 500, he was independent and could ride easily through the traffic. He never had to wait at a bus stop for a bus. He was still waiting 10 minutes later and was frustrated and bored. He watched a young man giving out leaflets at the traffic lights. The young man was wearing dirty old clothes and he didn't look well. This made Richard think about his life. He was lucky. He had a family and lived in a comfortable house. He ate well, and, best of all, he had Alison. He thought about her, and he felt bad. He knew that her birthday present to him, the motorbike helmet, was very expensive, and that Alison didn't have much money. Suddenly the wind blew a leaflet out of the young man's hand. The paper flew through the air towards Richard. He caught it and started to read it, but the bus was coming. He only had time to read 3 words printed in big green letters. Apple, number 9. Richard put the leaflet in his jacket pocket and took out some money to pay for his ticket. The bus was full, and Richard had to stand. He was tired, his feet hurt, and he wanted to sit down. He looked at an old woman who was sitting near the front of the bus, knitting. She didn't stop talking for a second to the person who was sitting next to her. He couldn't hear what she was saying, and he wasn't interested. But her voice was one continuous stream of words. 10 minutes later, the bus was much emptier, and Richard found a seat. It was next to the old woman.